From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomacy corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news first, the headlines. Nusantara City facilities for civil servants to be ready in 2024. Indonesia has huge potentials in producing electrical experts. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now with the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the supportive facilities of Nusantara City, such as school, hospitals, and markets, will be ready before the arrival of the first batch of the state civil apparatuses in 2024. This was affirmed by Secretary of Nusantara City Authority, Ahmad Jaka Santosa Adiwijaya. He also informed, as quoted from a release received in Samarinda on Sunday, that the government is currently preparing a mechanism for moving the state civil apparatuses to Nusantara City, with the first batch to take place in 2024. He also noted that on the first phase, the total number of state civil apparatuses as well as National Defense Force and police personnel transferred to the city is recorded at 16,990 people. Officials of Communication and Informatics Ministry, Farida Dewi Maharani, stated that moving to Nusantara City can become a solution to reduce traffic jam in Jakarta, population density, as well as way to reach fair economic distribution. Indonesia has huge opportunities in producing experts in the fields of electricity, industrial automation, and renewable energy through vocational education. This was affirmed by Secretary of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology, Saryadi, on Sunday. He also remarked that the government collaborates with many parties, one of them being the French Embassy in Indonesia through the Center of Excellence Program, or COE. COE involves the industries for quality improvement and upskilling of students and teachers, with its development carried out at the Center for Quality Assurance Development for Vocational Education and Machinery and Industrial Engineering in Cimahi, West Java, since 2017. According to Saryadi, the COE will produce competent and capable human resources that meet the industry standards, supporting the link and match between vocational education and industry. The Ministry of Manpower states that Indonesia's vocational training is expected to benefit from the potential of demographic bonus, particularly to meet demands of skilled human resources in the industrial sector. This is because vocational training can be a solution to the issues of low competitiveness in the workforce and unemployment in this era of digitalization, as well as mismatch with the job market during the economic recovery period. This was noted by Deputy Minister of Manpower Afrian Shahnur in a statement received by Antara News Agency on Sunday. He also said that the government is challenged by how to improve competencies of the country's human resources amid the fact that informal workforce still dominates the industrial sector. Let's move on to the international news, where there are no signs of any unusual military deployments by China's military ahead of President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to the United States and Central Americas this week. This was stated by Taiwanese Defense Deputy Minister on Monday. China, which views Taiwan as its own territory, staged war games around the island last August following a trip to Taipei by then U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Tsai leaves for New York on Wednesday on a stopover on her way to Guatemala and Belize. On her way back to Taiwan, she will transit through Los Angeles, where she is likely to meet current House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne plans to meet with opposition leaders and trade unions in the hope of ending weeks of protests against a new pension law, her office said on Sunday. Demonstrations against the pension reform, which will raise the retirement age by 2 years, turned violent after the government pushed through the legislation this month without a final parliamentary vote. President Emmanuel Macron has ruled out scrapping or delaying the legislation, tasking his prime minister with finding fresh support in the parliament after the government failed to find enough votes for the bill. Prime Minister Borne will meet political party leaders and also aims to start dialogue with unions over labor issues, her office said, without mentioning the pension bill. The General Secretariat of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, condemned the bidding by the Israeli occupation authorities for the construction of more than 1,000 new settlement units in the occupied Palestinian territories, including the city of Al-Quds, Al-Sharif, stressing that the colonial settlement policy is illegal and constitutes a gross violation of international law and relevant United Nations resolution. The OIC also renewed its strong rejections and condemnation of the Israeli Knesset's decisions to cancel the disengagement law and legitimate colonial settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory. At the same time, the OIC called on the international actors to shoulder their responsibilities in enforcing the resolution of international legitimacies and to exercise pressures on Israel, the occupying power, to stop its aggressions and its continuous violation against the Palestinian people, its land and sanctities. Malaysia, which aims to become fully self-sufficient in milk by 2025, is looking to do more to improve cattle yield and help small farmers jump on the milk bandwagon. Currently, less than half of the country's annual consumption of milk is produced locally, while the rest is imported. Malaysians consume about 80 million liters of milk each year, with the rate averaging an 8% growth since 2010. The country needs at least another 30,000 cows to meet growing demands, as children are encouraged to drink fresh milk in schools. Consumers' dietary preferences are also changing, with more opting for fresh milk instead of condensed milk, said observers. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on regulation on European Union timber and Myanmar teak. To reduce deforestation in the world, the European Union in 2013 enacted the so-called European Timber Regulation and banned the import of illegally logged timber. This regulation also calls for traders to make every effort to prevent timber from illegal logging from entering the European Union. Long before that, under the Voluntary Partnerships Agreement, Forest Law Enforcement, Governance and Trade, FLEC TVPA, signed in 2011, Indonesia actually has developed a Timber Legality Verification System, SVLK, for export to the European Union, which has been recognized by the European Union in 2016. Until now, Indonesia is the only country that has formal recognition from 15 countries that have timber legality agreements or are in the process of negotiating a VPA with the European Union. However, in November 2021, the European Commission initiated a bill which could have implications for nullifying all ongoing processes. Under the new regulation, all progress that has been made can be reversed, and stringent checks can be imposed on imports of Indonesian timber upon arrival at European Union ports, more than a decade. Some said the proposals is primarily aimed at Myanmar, because it is difficult to trace the origin of timber imported from this country. European Union regulations are said to intentionally make it difficult or even close opportunities to import timber from illegal logging, especially from Myanmar. Due to its excellent quality, teak from Myanmar is in great demand. Traders are trying to find every way to get around the strict European Union regulation. Among other things, by utilizing European Union member countries that apply flexible supervisions, such as Czech or Croatia. In the case of importing Myanmar teakwood to the Netherlands, for example, they did it through the Czech. Teak wood is needed for the manufacture of super luxury cruise ships in the Dutch shipyard. The order came from American billionaire Jeff Bezos, co-founder of Amazon, and Steven Spielberg, famous American director. The selling price of these luxury ships is fantastic, reaching 500 million euros, or around 8 trillion rupiah. According to data from Global Forest Watch, Myanmar lost more than 16,000 square kilometers of tropical forest between 2000 and 2020. Scientific research has concluded that the quality of Myanmar's remaining forests is deteriorating in areas where thick is heavily logged. Whatever the target, new European Union regulations should not harm other countries like Indonesia, which has been striving to comply with the rules that were previously agreed upon. Hopefully, there will be a balance between forest conservation and economic interest. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Begin today in history with March 27, with the event about World Theatre Day. The commemoration of World Theatre Day, March 27, was initiated by International Theatre Institute, ITI, and supported by the worldwide theatre community. World Theatre Day was also established at the suggestions of ITI President Arfi Kivima at the 9th ITI World Congress in Vienna in June 1961. Let's move on to the next event in 1968, when Suharto was sworn in as the second President of the Republic of Indonesia. The rebellion on September 30, 1965, abbreviated as G30s, gave birth to a great political crisis. On October 1, 1965, General Suharto took over leadership of the army. Apart from being confirmed as commander of the army, General Suharto was appointed commander of the command for the restoration of security and order by President Sukarno. In March 1966, General Suharto received a March 11 order from President Sukarno. His task was to restore security and order. The Provisional People's Consultative Assembly (MPRs) is a special session in March 1967 appointed Suharto as acting president. 1 year later, namely March 27, 1968, Suharto was inaugurated as the second president of the Republic of Indonesia. We entered in history with an event in 1977 when KLM and Pan Am planes collided. On March 27, 1977, two passenger aircraft, KLM Flight 4805 and Pan Am Flights 1736, collided on the runway of Los Rodeos Airport, now Tenerife North Airport in Tenerife, Canary Islands, Spain. Both aircraft were destroyed in the collisions. All 248 passengers on board and crew on board the KLM died. So did all 335 passengers and crew on board the Pan Am flight, mainly due to the explosion and fire as a result of the aircraft fuel exploding and burning at the time of the collision. However, 61 passengers and crew on board the Pan Am managed to be safe.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan emphasized that downstreaming and economic transformation is the key to achieving Indonesia's vision as a developed country in 2045. Last Friday, March 24th, he said, Indonesia has a great opportunity to play a strategic role in the global market. This is due to the licensing global market demand for mineral commodities and their derivative products, which Indonesia has in abundance, as well as the development of environmentally friendly technology products. The minister, in his statement quoted by Antara News Agency last Saturday, said Indonesia is rich in energy transition mineral reserves, so the potentials for new renewable energy is high. Quoting data from the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and Statista, Indonesia is the country with the largest nickel reserves in the world, second in the tin reserves, sixth in bauxite, and seventh in copper. It also has 437.4 gigawatt of new renewable energy potential, which includes solar, water, wind, bioenergy, geothermal, and marine resources. Luhut Panjaitan further said, in 2045, Indonesia has the ambition to become a developed country with a gross domestic product of $10,000. To achieve this target, Indonesia must be able to do at least five things, including recovering the economy in the midst of various global challenges, increasing efficiency through digitalization, strengthening economic resilience through increasing village funds, mitigating the impact of climate change through the decarbonization and energy transition, and transforming the economy from commodity-based to industry-based. In order to implement these points, economic transformation that takes downstream policies into account is also a determining factor, the implementation of which so far, according to the minister, has proven to make a significant contribution to the Indonesian GDP and economy in general. This can be seen, among others, from the increasing export value and improving balance of trade. There are also more employment opportunities and development of new growth centers outside Java for equitable development. Minister Luhut Panjaitan added that environmental sustainability is another factor of concern. Indonesia, he said, is implementing the Paris Agreement on environment.
Voice of Indonesia.
Katanya sederas ombaknya. masa lalu tak dapat ku menghadapi masa lalu.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, as a maritime nation, Indonesian people are familiar with various fishing methods such as fishing, netting, spearing fish to make circles at sea. The method of making a circle, or also known as werwarat, is a tradition of K tribe who live in Maluku Regency and Tual City. This hereditary tradition is still being preserved by the local community and is now a tourism attraction. Werwarat, or pulling the rope, is catching fish in the traditional way of K people by using rattan wrapped around yellow coconut leaves. The use of yellow coconut leaves aims to attract the attention of fish and make it easier to dispel fish in large quantities. The rattan that has been wrapped around the yellow coconut leaves will be stretched in the middle of the sea by the residents, then the stretch will be pulled inland to form a circle. From this circle, residents form it into a small circle to direct the fish in the circle to enter a place called Sero, where residents will collect the fish. The fish obtained from werwara tradition will be collected and then distributed to the people who attend the event. This werwara preparation is usually done for about 3 weeks. All materials used are obtained from the forest, ranging from rattan, supporting wood, bamboo, forest rope, to many others. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tulus rasa hati ini untukmu, percayalah ku menyayangimu, akan ku beri semua hidupku untuk membuatmu selalu bahagia. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah. Ku ingin kau menjadi milikku selama-lamanya, dan tak pernah ku lepaskan. Bahagia dan hadirmu selalu hanya untukku, kita akan selalu bersama. Jika kau mencintaiku, katakanlah. Bila kau hanya milikku, yakinkanlah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about buying medicine at the pharmacy, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Anda tinggal di mana? Anda tinggal di mana? Which means, where do you live? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a pharmacy clerk. The pharmacy clerk asks Dev's address and he answers by telling her his address. Let's listen to the conversation.
Anda tinggal di mana?
Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Tinggal, tinggal, which means live. Di Hotel Tamrin, which means at Tamrin Hotel. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin, which means I live at Tamrin Hotel. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin. Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin, which means I live at Tamrin Hotel. In the sentence, there is an expression, saya tinggal, which means I live. It is used to inform an address. In the sentence, the expression saya tinggal is used to inform where Dev lives, namely at Tamrin Hotel. To inform a living place, you can use the phrase saya tinggal, which means I live, followed by the living place, such as di Hotel Tamrin, which means at Tamrin Hotel. Besides the expression saya tinggal, which means I live, you can also use the expression alamat saya, which means my address, to inform a living place. Let's listen to the expression to inform a living place. Saya tinggal, which means I live. Saya tinggal di Perumahan Permata, Kota Bogor. Saya tinggal di Perumahan Permata, Kota Bogor, which means I live at Permata Residence, Bogor City. Alamat saya, which means my address. Alamat saya di Jalan Mawar, nomor 11, Kota Medan. Alamat saya di Jalan Mawar, nomor 11, Kota Medan. Which means, my address is on Mawar Street, number 11, Medan City. In Indonesia, a full address consists of a street or a residence name, number, sub-district or village, district, city or regency, and province. For example, Jalan Venus nomor 1, Desa Jelantik, Kecamatan Kopang, Kota Mataram, Provinsi Nusa Tenggara Barat, which means Venus Street number 1, Jelantik Village, Kopang District, Mataram City, West Nusa Tenggara Province. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Anda tinggal di mana?
Saya tinggal di Hotel Tamrin.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, it can be useful for those of you who want to learn Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Sama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati terbaik yang ada di hati. Senangku bisa melihatmu di sini. Engkaulah sahabat sejati yang selalu ku nanti. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini. Mari bersama kita rayakan pertemuan ini.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play, your mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Nonton Bioskop by Indonesian President Joko Widodo when he still officiated as Governor of Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, in 2013. The song was composed by Benjamin S. with the initial title Malam Minggu, which means Saturday night, which tells about somebody watching a movie with his lover. The song was not sung by himself, but it was handed over to his friend, Bing Slamet, who is for Benjamin S. not only as idol, but also as his big brother and teacher. Then the title of the song was changed into Nonton Bioskop, or Going to Cinema, by Bing Slamet. The song was very popular in 1960s. Well, listener, here is President Joko Widodo featuring Orkes Keroncong Pesona Jiwa with the keroncong song entitled Nonton Bioskop.
Malam Minggu, ayo pergi ke bioskop.
Asik, asik.
Gandengan ame pacar nonton koboy. Beli karcis, tahu-tahu kehabisan. Jaga gengsi, terpaksa beli catutan. Aduh emak asiknya nonton dua-duaan. Kayaknya tidak kuat di kedoan. Mau beli minuman, kantong kosong undangan. Habis terpaksa ayo nganterin. Masuk kampung, luar kampung di kegelapan. Sepatu baru, baru aja dibeliin. Dasar sial, pulang-pulang injek gituan. Aduh emak asiknya nonton dua-duaan. Kayaknya nyedam tua di kedoan. Mau beli minuman, kantong kosong kundangan. Malu ame tunangan, kebingungan. Nonton dua-duaan, kaya nyonye dan tuan di kedoan. Mau beli minuman, kantong kosong gedangan. Malu ame tunangan, kebingungan. Habis terpaksa aye terima.
Iya dong.
Masuk kampung, luar kampung di kegelapan. Sepatu baru, baru aja dibeliin. Dasar sial, pulang-pulang injek gituan.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kamu yang aku butuhkan untuk jadi teman hidupku.
Bidadari tak bersayap datang padaku, dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud wajah kamu. Dikirim Tuhan dalam wujud diri kamu. Sungguh tenang ku rasa saat bersamamu. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sederhana namun indah kau mencintaiku. Sampai habis umurku, sampai habis usia, maukah dirimu jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Diam-diam aku memandangi wajahnya. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Tuhanku sayang sekali wanita ini. Sampai habis nyawaku, sampai habis usia, maukah jadi teman hidupku? Kaulah satu di hati, kau yang teristimewa. Maukah dirimu hidup denganku? Katakan yes I do, jadi teman hidupku. Du 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 du, du 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 du. Jadi teman hidupku. Katakan yes I do, hiduplah denganku. Jadi teman hidupku.
Yes I do.
Voice of Indonesia.
namamu. Selalu kan kujaga semuanya ini. Semoga kan abadi.
Programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.